It is time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. As always, previous episodes are archived as podcasts on our website, kozt.com. There's a link right there on our homepage. Just click on that and you're all good to go. And since it's Thursday, we're talking with Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
To talk a little bit about our plans of reopening to in-person care. Much like the county is reopening and our town is reopening, Mendocino Coast Clinics is looking at expanding back to the capacity to see our patients in the clinic. We want to reassure everybody that we have, you know, very strict compliance with disinfection and infection control procedures, and our staff are wearing PPE. Everyone here who comes into the clinic has their temperature taken. They're given a mask if they're going to be in the clinic. And we have been seeing some patients in our medical side in person, but the vast majority of our visits are done over the telephone and over video. Right now, the Medicare program is paying for that. Medi-Cal is paying for that. But we do anticipate that those relaxations of the rules of having to be a face-to-face visit will eventually go away. And we want to reassure our patients that it's safe to come in for their care. At our Sequoia Circle site, which does our women's reproductive health services, we have started back seeing well women, and we wanted to make sure that, you know, we had put a little bit of a delay in that and just been doing prenatal care and really essential visits. But now we've started seeing some of our well woman visits for your pap smears, and it's important to come in and continue to get those cancer screenings. So we've opened that back up. Pediatrics, we're doing the same thing. We're starting to see, starting on Monday, we'll be seeing well child checkups in the mornings and then reserve the afternoons for children who are ill. But call us at any time and our pediatrician can triage, or the nurses can triage children during the day and make sure that whether they should be coming in to us or go to the emergency room. As you know, we have a provider on call. You just call our main clinic number, 964-1251. And if we're closed over the weekend, it's a holiday, any of the above, we have a provider who's on call. So we definitely can take care of our patients' needs at any time of the day. And even in dental, we are we're aiming for Monday the 22nd to ramp up more services and open up to doing more of the restorative services like fillings and extractions that we've been only doing on a case by case basis for emergency treatment. We're going to go back to seeing our patients a little bit more. Due to the infection control procedures there, we do need to see fewer patients per day. So we won't be up to the productivity that we were previously, but we will have two dentists in the office per day and our dental hygienist. We ordered a nifty new machine called an extraoral dental suction unit that helps to aspirate any of the particles that are created during the dental procedures. And we will have patients rinse out their mouth with an antiseptic right before they see the dentist, right before they have their procedure. But hygiene and dental restorative appointments will be available again starting on the 22nd.
All right. And I think it's important that we emphasize right away that this was a lot of information that came out. And if you want to hear this again, give us just a little bit of time, because we do have podcasts that are available directly from our website, and you'll be able to hear this report as much as you want to hear it and take further notes. Lucretia, it sounds like things are slowly getting back to what would be the normal stage of operation there at the clinic.
Yeah, the new normal. I think we all know that we won't go back to the old normal. But the new normal, we're trying to create it, and we're following best practices from any and all resources that we can find. And so I think that it'll be a great service to our community to open these services back up and start seeing our patients back again.
Yeah. All right. Lucrecia Renteria, the executive director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Remember, every Thursday, the Mendocino Coast Health Report concentrates on the Mendocino Coast Clinics, and on Tuesdays, it's the Mendocino Coast District Hospital. Rigelski here from the Coast.